Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are, well, I should say welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And I do appreciate that very much. I do appreciate the time that you hang out with us very much. Anyway, I want to get right to you. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can donate. The big donate button right there. You can't miss it. And there's, again, there's a lot happening. Give me your email address. I do a weekly email blast. You don't want it? You can stop it at any time you want to. Above and beyond that, you've got text alerts. That seems to be something that people want. They prefer to have text alerts as opposed to, you know, the email blast. That's fine. So just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Get involved. Get engaged. Right? Just do something. Do something more than nothing. Anyway, after the first break, we're going to have mortgage banker Kevin Gutman on with me. Now, I don't usually don't do stories like this. But, you know, hearing about reverse mortgages, they've been going on for years. Are they scams? Are they not scams? How do they help? How do they don't help? If you have a senior, mom, dad, whatever, in the home, and they've got a home that's paid for. I mean, seriously, when you look at what's going on in the world today and you know, people are living longer, maybe some of them aren't in the best of health, how do you help take care of them? How do you make it easy for them, or how do you help them live out their, I don't want to say last days, but their latter days in life, so they're not, you know, sleeping in the back of a car? So find out what can I told you, the show, we don't just do political issues here. That's boring. Everybody's doing political issues. We do social justice issues. We give you information on the economy. How do you protect yourself? I bring in people to talk about drugs and how to see what your kids are doing or not doing. You know, again, my favorite shows to do around here is, you know, dope. It's not the dope of your grandfather. The marijuana today is so much more dangerous for your kids. You want to grow in the backyard? It's your stuff. You know what's in it. Do what you want to do. But, man, what's out there on the street and in the stores? Dangerous. Really dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, guns aren't as dangerous as we thought they are. And, matter of fact, it's not me saying this. The FBI has just come out. And they basically said, you're five times more likely to be killed with someone with a knife than with a rifle. Just come. I mean, did they finish their information, their polling, their data for last year, 2018? And at the beginning of October, they issued a press release noting that they published their 2018 crime statistics. Most notable about the report is the fact that despite constant fear-mongering by the left and by the mainstream media about how many gazillion people a year are killed by guns in this country, it's not true. The number of violent crimes decreased. Do you hear me? Decreased 3.3% as compared to the previous year. Also contained in the report were the numbers and causes of deaths in murder cases. Now, the FBI didn't make the comparison themselves when you read it, because they're not going to do that. Are you serious? They don't want the aggravation. They don't want anybody with guns either. But when you read the data, you can see the numbers of murders carried out with knives or cutting devices were five times higher than the number of murders carried out were rifles. And that's what everybody's screaming about, right? The rifles, they're killing so many people. They're not. They're really not. Before we go on, right, this is important to mention that handguns are responsible for the majority of firearm deaths, right? And it's also, you also want to point out here, because again, we don't play with numbers. We don't play games. It's also important to point out that all firearm deaths combined made up the majority of all murders in the United States. Of the 14,123 murders in 2018, 10,000 of them involved firearms. But that's a 7% drop from the year before. Right? I mean, if they're out of control, wouldn't they be going up? Wouldn't be taken off? Right? The number of rifle deaths is extremely important, given that the weapon most often targeted by these gun grabbers, by these people running for president and others, are always rifles. Right? What was it? What's that guy, Beto. I mean, coming out and saying point blank, hell yeah, we're going to take away your AR-15, your AK-47. He didn't hide any of it. And he said that in Texas. I'm surprised they can still find him. We're not going to allow those to be used against our fellow Americans anymore. But the FBI disagrees with him. Statistics show it really isn't being used against that many Americans at all. In fact, far more Americans are dying because of knives. According to the FBI data, 1,500 plus were stabbed, cut, or maimed to death by a knife or cutting device. That number is five times higher than those killed by rifles, which sits at 297. So if they're going to lie to you about rifles, if they're going to lie to you about taking away your rifle, okay, because you just don't need it, and there's only 297 deaths attributed to rifles, what are they going to do once they get the rifles gone or try to get the rifles gone? They're going to come after your handguns. It's only natural for them to want to do that because they hate two things. They hate. They hate the fact that you can defend yourself. That's number one. Right? And they hate the fact that you can come after the government. I mean, because the government is God. Twice as many people were beaten to death, according to the report, with hands, fists, and feet than were killed by rifles. So we're going to ban hands, fists, and feet? I mean, do you see how ridiculous this gets after a while? Just nuts. All right. I told you. You tune into the show to learn as well. Kevin Gutman was going to join us. He's a mortgage banker. Talk about reverse mortgages. I mean, I've heard all kinds of stories. I am tired of not knowing. I'm going to learn. So hang out. You'll learn, too. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
He was a famous trumpet man.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation and be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Don't do this. Don't just spew the party line. Don't spew what somebody tells you. Don't spew what comes across your Twitter for the moment. You know, I did open up the first hour in the first segment. We talked about all the Twitter stories of the day, if you would, because there were some pretty good ones on there, but some really crazy ones. So you got to do your own research. You got to find out what's going on. You can't just believe all that garbage that comes on around. Speaking of which, look, as I told you, the show is all about giving you information, teaching you, training you, whatever. You take this info and you do what you want with it, but you can't say you haven't been informed. You can't say that you haven't been told. Now, David Fisher, which is our precious metals guy who is recuperating from some health issues, He always said the same thing. You had to have your money in four different places, right? Precious metal, stocks and bonds, buried in the backyard. That's what I added to it. And in real estate. And you know, many of us are dealing with moms, dads, mother-in-laws, fathers-in-laws that you know need some financial help later on in life, and they own their house. You've heard about this reverse mortgage thing. You've seen those wonderful actors on TV to tell you what a great idea it was. But is it a scam or is it a reality? Is it something that really can help you or is it something that's to take advantage of your parents? So I've asked mortgage broker Kevin Gutman to join me. He's written a book, or his latest book, The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow. And again, Kevin, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Hey, Joe. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and your listeners tonight.
Yeah, and you know, it is perplexing because, as you know, I hear all kinds of stories about reverse mortgages. I've read all kinds of things about it. So let's start off with this. Give us the 80,000-foot overview of what a reverse mortgage is, and then we're going to talk about the pros and cons and why you should or when you should and why you should do it or not.
Sure. So the program first started in 1961. Wow. A widow was going to have to move out of her home because she couldn't make her payments anymore. And a bank who had a relationship with her said, look, why don't you stay in your home? And you don't have to make any payments anymore, but you'll make payments from equity. So it's a deferred interest loan in essence. 1988, President Reagan and Congress decided to pass a trial law for 10 years to see if this would help seniors stay in their home and age in place, eliminate their mandatory monthly mortgage payment, and allow their money to last longer so they wouldn't run out of money, because baby boomers were the first generation that had to fund their own retirement, were healthier, were living longer, and most seniors I meet are concerned that they might outlive their money. They're concerned they haven't saved enough for retirement.
Yeah, I know. Again, it's amazing. People don't realize how much of an asset their home is. I read an article about 2 or 3 months ago about how there are other countries, Australia being one of them, where their house is their retirement asset. They don't have stocks and bonds and all the other stuff. It truly is the value of their home. So you've got let's just take it one step at a time. So mom or dad live it alone, have their own house, and they get approached for a reverse mortgage. You get approached from some guy that calls them on the phone and says, hey, have I got a deal for you? All right? What are the different kinds of reverse mortgages out there? What do you have to watch out for?
Yeah. So there's two basic types. There's the home equity conversion mortgage, which is probably 95% of reverse mortgages in the country. That's the one that's insured by the FHA, Federal Housing Authority. They'll give value up to $726,650. Anything over that, we have jumbo options. The nice thing about the federal government option is it comes with mortgage insurance, and normally mortgage insurance isn't a good thing. In this case, it is, and here's why. First, FHA, Federal Housing Authority, is going to be made whole. They're going to get all their money, even if the house ends up underwater. Second, if that happens at the end when the last person moves out and the note comes due, the mortgage insurance is going to make up any shortfall. So neither the borrower nor the heirs are ever going to get a bill. And then third, as a taxpayer, we're not on the hook for people who end up underwater with a reverse mortgage. So I'm not normally a big fan of government programs, honestly, but in this case, I think they've thought through it pretty well because everybody's going to win in this scenario.
What I find interesting, go back for a second, is the technically it started in 1961, and that's just somebody doing some research and finding out that was one of the first. Did it kind of grow from there? Was that the only bank doing it? Was it done? I can't imagine being a stockholder in a bank saying, you're doing what?
Yeah. Well, there were other countries ahead of us in this. These started in Europe. They're in Asia, Japan, Korea, Indonesia, Australia, as you mentioned, the UK. So other countries have had this for longer than we have. From 1961 to 1988, it was kind of the Wild West. There was many forms or variations of this program. And the government decided to step in and start regulating them in 1988 and created this federal program because they wanted to regulate it. They wanted to be sure seniors weren't being taken advantage of. And what's happened over the years is they've tweaked it and improved it and made it safer for seniors. For example, when a senior gets a reverse mortgage, they have to do a mandatory one-hour phone counseling appointment. They've capped the fees that can be charged. They've put in safeguards for a non-borrowing spouse, for example, where if somebody isn't of age, at least one borrower needs to be 62, but if the other borrower isn't, and the borrower precedes the non-borrower in death, that non-borrower can remain in the home and receive the same benefits without drawing on the line of credit. It's a little bit technical there. But the point is, they've improved it over the years and made it safer for seniors, and that's been the impact of these last 31 years with the HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, which is the FHA version.
Now, in the 80s, I would imagine what drove this thing crazy with Reagan was, you know, had all those savings and loans that were going sideways, and savings and loans were the ones that made some of the major bank loans in and around, especially regionally, they were making a lot of those loans. So, you had people that we had a bad economy. It just was not a good thing, which is what kicked it. I would imagine, I'm just guessing here, which kicked it into high gear. Yes or no?
Well, I think early on, the government capped how many of these they would do in a year, and they never actually hit the cap. So these came on the scene late 80s. One of the things that happened early on with the program was homeowners actually signed over the title to their home to the government. And that hasn't been that way for decades, but people still think that. That's one of the myths people have about a reverse mortgage is they lose title to their home, but that's not true. In the beginning, it was that way, but it hasn't been that way since the early 90s.
We're going to finish up after the break.
Sure.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Reverse mortgage, not a dirty word, and you need to get more information on it because it just might help you here soon. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House attorneys have sent a letter to House Democratic leaders saying the Trump administration won't cooperate with what it sees as an illegitimate impeachment inquiry of President Trump. The administration objecting that the House didn't formally vote to begin the impeachment inquiry. There are also claims that the president's due process rights are being violated. The notice follows the State Department's block of Gordon Sondland, the U.S.-EU ambassador, from testifying privately about the president's dealings with Ukraine. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the administration is trying to obstruct Congress.
It is hard to overstate the significance of not just Ambassador Sondland's testimony and the documents, but the testimony of others as well.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 314, the S&P down 46, and the NASDAQ down 133. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us. I've asked licensed mortgage broker Kevin Gutman to join me. He's a reverse mortgage specialist. Okay, he's a best-selling author, nationwide speaker. He can, you know, when you look at what's going on in the mortgage markets and you hear about all these loans, and we've been through this together. We've actually talked about this on the show, you know, the crazy loans where the 80-20 or 80-40, where you actually get money back buying a house, which I never understood. That kind of like freaked me out in my head. Don't understand how that works. But he's read his book, his latest book, The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow. And again, when we talk about reverse mortgages, when you talk about these kind of things, you need to understand, look, there are rules, right? You got to stay within the rules and the guidelines, and it's not a negative thing. Everybody holds on to that home like it's all that they have. It's their whole life. But today, with some of the older folks who have to pay, you know, have to take care of themselves later on in life, it's a great way to have safety, security, and be able to, you know, pay for the things that you want. Not get nuts, obviously, but pay for the things that you want and you need to be alive. Kevin, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Thank you so much.
And so I'm still loving the fact that this really started in the early 60s and that in the 80s it came to, I don't know, what do you want to call it, maturity, fruition, kind of worked out some of the bugs or what have you. And now from the 80s to now, it's been another 30 years. So it's pretty streamlined. What do they have to watch out for? What do people have to watch out for when they're talking about these or looking at these kind of loans?
So if somebody's going to move, you know, within the next 18 months, this may not make sense because they probably wouldn't recover the fees that are associated with it. If somebody is really concerned about leaving less of their equity to their heirs, this may not be for them because some of the equity is going to be eaten up by payments, right? They're not going to have as much equity if they did a reverse mortgage than if they didn't. There's really two cons. One would be, or who shouldn't do it? Somebody that maybe has been a little reckless or careless with their money, they're going to be the same way with the equity. So they may not end up better off. And then somebody, as I said, if they're going to move within 18 months and if they're concerned about leaving less equity to their kids, that's really the downside. But what I tell people, Joe, is, you know, there's only three ways to access your equity. One is you sell your house, pay the realtor 3%, 3% to list, 3% to sell, that's 6%. So on a $300,000 house, that's $18,000. Or you do a cash-out refi or get a home equity line of credit and have a mandatory monthly mortgage payment. Or you do a reverse mortgage where you can eliminate your mandatory monthly mortgage payment, and you have enough equity, your home can start paying you tax-free.
But, okay, so this is great and wonderful and all that. What happens when the market takes a nosedive, falls off a cliff, and all of a sudden your house isn't worth as much money as it was? Do they, can they call the note? What do you have to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. I just closed a loan a couple months ago for a family that was concerned about that, and they asked that very question. What happens if we have another 2008-09 correction? So what I pointed out was, you're actually protecting a portion, 40 to 50% of your equity should that happen. So here's an example. Let's say somebody closes on the reverse mortgage today, October 8th, and tomorrow we have another 2008-09 where we lose 20, 25% of the value of our homes. That contract is locked in where that equity, 40 to 50% of it, depending upon their age, is protected against a market downturn. So the term of the loan, you're going to love this, the term of the loan goes to age 150 of the youngest borrower. In other words, they can't outlive it. They've made it so you can't outlive it. So these people, when I explained it to them, they said, hey, we're pretty smart, aren't we? We're protecting our equity. I said, yeah, it's kind of like you're buying equity insurance when you get a reverse mortgage.
This is just amazing to me. I hadn't heard all of this as well. All right. So now it sounds like a good idea, right? And when you talk about all this going on, let's say they decide, maybe I'm getting things confused here, but when you go for this reverse mortgage, is it just money they give you every month? Do you get a lump sum of money? Is it put in an account somewhere? How does it work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's three main uses of how people can use it. They can buy a house with a reverse mortgage, put 60% down, which allows them to increase their purchasing power by 40%, get a newer home in a nicer area without a monthly mortgage payment, better amenities and such, the neighborhood they want to live in. Some people use it that way because they want to have the right house for this stage of life. That may mean no stairs, no maintenance, not having to clean the big house, not having to deal with the yard, that kind of thing. Other people use it to, as you pointed out, receive equity. In other words, they own their home free and clear, they have a lot of equity, and then their home can start paying them lump sum, monthly payments, or a line of credit that grows anywhere between 4 to 6% a year, guaranteed, compound interest, insured, protected from any market downturn. And when they draw that money, it's tax-free because it's a loan, and loans aren't taxed.
Wow. So there's a lot of upside.
And then the third way,
this kind of thing.
Yeah, I know it's a little shocking. People usually say it sounds too good to be true. The third way people use it is to eliminate their mandatory monthly mortgage payment. It's the only loan of its kind where you can put money in and get money out. And it's just so unique. I was telling you during the break, a unique thing about a reverse mortgage is the house owes the money, not a person. So in that person's question in the chat, if the property ends up upside down, the house owes the money, not a person. So they sell the house, whatever they can sell it for, they pay off the note. If they're short paying off the note, the mortgage insurance kicks in, and the borrower or their heirs walk away with no repercussion.
Wow.
It's pretty cool how they've designed it.
So what's the interest equivalent? Okay, because there's some kind of an equity or interest or something involved here. They're not just a bunch of nice guys doling out money.
Yeah. So, you know, the FHA is happy because it's a deferred interest loan, so they're going to get their money at the end meaning when the last borrower moves out, goes live somewhere else. So they're happy to collect interest and get paid at the end. What I find is I sit with people and run their numbers and talk to them about this option. Because of appreciation, it kind of offsets because rates right now are under 4%. And the appreciation is around 4 for many parts of the country, and so they kind of keep pace. Now, having said that, I grew up in a real estate home in Southern California, so I know that isn't the norm, right? You've got ebbs and flows. Some, like in Colorado where I live today, I mean, we're seeing 8 and 10% appreciation in a year. Well, that's not normal. Sometimes it's 1 or 2 or 3%.
Right.
But the point is, over time, it kind of balances out, and the borrower really isn't harmed that much by making their monthly mortgage payment optional or eliminating it altogether.
Yeah. So let's go back to something you said a few minutes ago, because I'm intrigued by this. You said you buy a home. So you're buying a home with a reverse mortgage. So you're going in, and we'll make it really simple so I don't have to take off my shoes too. We're buying a $100,000 home. I come in with $60,000. So the bank becomes what? An equity share with you. They become a partner in the house. They come up with the other $40,000.
Yeah, it's just a regular lien that's recorded. So in your example, they would put up the $40,000, depending upon the age. The younger a person is, the more money they have to put up. So 60% is the max. And then the older they are, the less money they have to put up. So I say between 50 to 60% on a purchase they would have to put up. But here's the thing. People have raised their family, and now they're empty nesters, and now they've got this big house that they can't maintain. Maybe one of them can't do the stairs anymore. They're tired of cleaning it. They're tired of maintaining it. And so they want to get a house that fits them in this stage of life, which means no stairs and little maintenance. And they don't want to use all their cash. So this is a way to leverage their cash. You know, that's how the president did it, by the way. You know, he leveraged debt, leveraged mortgages to buy all this real estate, and now he's a billionaire. So it's not proven. I mean, a lot of people have become wealthy through real estate, and you know, it's just a financial tool. That's really all it is. It's
right.
A financial
Another
tool
avenue.
To yeah, turn it in your favor. Exactly.
Right. Another avenue for you to make something like that happen. All right. So we're getting some more questions when we come back. They want to know, you know, what would be the interest rates and fees on a loan like this? And let's just we'll take it with any, you know, again, make it easy for people on a $100,000 home. What do the normal fees and such look like? Now, we're going to break, so you don't have to answer it right this second. You know, at least we've got people thinking about it. People, head over and check out the Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow. This is his latest book. This is from a mortgage banker, Kevin Gutman. Don't go far because he's going to be with us on the other side of the break to talk some more about this. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Trump is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, because that's what you want, right? We want you to be part of the solution. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Let's get back to it, because I don't want to waste my guest time. We got a lot of information, I'll say, to sift through. And I always tell you, I bring people on that know more about this stuff than I do. I don't guess at it. I don't play that game. Mortgage broker Kevin Gutman joins me. He's a reverse mortgage specialist, best-selling author, and a nationwide speaker. His latest book, The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow, can be found on Amazon.com. He talks a lot about this. We're talking about reverse mortgages. You know, scam or a good thing? Kevin, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Joe.
All right, so you know, I'm starting to get some questions from the chat rooms or what have you, and we'll jump into it too at that point. One of the things I asked you earlier was, what's the age for this? When should one start looking at this? When should we start thinking about doing something like this?
So, you know, what I always tell people is position yourself that at age 62 you could do this, and here's why. If you have no mortgage at age 62 and you can get a reverse mortgage line of credit that grows 4 to 6% of your guaranteed compound interest, you're going to have a boatload of money that you can draw on in your 70s and 80s tax-free. That's the first thing. Dan, if you take your monthly mortgage payment and you put it in your the one you're not making anymore because your house is paid off, and you put that in your 401k and your IRA while you're working, you have a bigger retirement fund when you retire. And if you delay your Social Security to 68 or 70, you're going to get the max money that you can get. So at the end, when you're done working, you've got no mortgage payment. You've got a huge line of credit that you can draw on that's earning interest, where most people's equity earns zero. You've got a robust 401k or IRA, and you've got the max benefit from Social Security. So as soon as you can, the better. That's the answer.
Now, it really interesting, as I'm looking at this, you brought up that 60-40 number in purchasing a house. But does that number switch, flip, get smaller, bigger, the older you get?
Yes. The older you get, the less money you have to put down.
So you hit 70, you decide that 3,000-square-foot house is a little big for you, you want to move into something about 1,200 square feet. Are we talking 65, 35? Does the bank look at your credit? What are they looking at for this?
Yeah, good question. So there is something called financial assessment, which we have to do now. It's one of the changes that's been made in the last few years because people were getting foreclosed on because they weren't paying their property taxes, and they had a reverse mortgage. But whether they had a mortgage or a reverse mortgage or not, if you don't pay your property taxes, you're going to get foreclosed on. So it didn't matter that they had a reverse mortgage. It's just these were making the news, and it was embarrassing the government. And so they changed the law or the guidelines to where now we have financial assessment, which means we do collect financial documents, pay stubs if people are still working, or pension funds, or Social Security statements, bank statements, et cetera, tax returns sometimes, just to make sure that they can afford the property taxes, insurance, and maintenance on the home. And that's, yes, about qualifying. So here it is. At least one borrower needs to be 62, has to be their primary home at least 6 months or more a year. They have to be able to qualify to pay the property taxes, homeowners insurance, and maintain the home. As long as they can do that, they can stay till age 150.
Okay, so let's talk about that. You know, qualify, what have you. So I'm 70 years old. I've got my Social Security is coming in. Let's do it that way. Let's go with a worst case scenario. Okay, I'm 70 years old. Social Security is coming in. I don't know. I have no clue. $1,000 a month, whatever, $1,500 a month. But I've got this line of equity. I pretty much own the house outright almost. Is there a problem here? Because I can always pull the money out of the house to pay my property taxes. I can pull the money out of the house to pay for maintenance and what have you, right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And a lot of people do that because here's the thing. When people enter retirement, they don't want a mortgage because it's their largest expense in their budget. And I can't tell you how many people I've sat with over the years and just the sigh of relief that, you know, their whole adult life they've been paying a mortgage and now they don't have to anymore, finally. The other thing that I think psychologically comes into this and plays into this is for decades, they've been earning income. Money's been coming in. They've been able to pay their bills. And now they've stopped working, and all they see is money going out, prices getting higher, medical costs rising, inflation, et cetera. And so there's this fear like, man, am I going to be okay? Do I have enough money? So this is just another way. I told you during the break, we all have three buckets that we draw from for income or assets. One is income, one is assets, third is equity. When people tap equity, it allows the other two to last longer.
Yeah, you know, we're getting more questions now. You know, you had said during the break, too, that they used to call this the loan of last resort. What did that mean and why?
Well, a lot of times, you know, people kind of feel like a loser. Well, I must not have done very well. I'm ashamed of where I'm at in life. I'm a loser. I got to get a reverse mortgage. But the truth is, I've got wealthy people calling me now because they can't stand the fact that they've got all this equity, hundreds of thousands of equity that earns 0%. where they can put a portion of that, 40 to 50%, to work for them to earn 4 to 6% of your guaranteed compound interest when they draw on it that's tax-free. So, you know, financial planners are starting to recommend that their clients look at this. And it's a tax tool. It's a financial tool to shift things so that they're not, they don't have such a high tax burden.
Right. All right. So somebody said, would this be much like a student loan where the interest accumulates until you die?
It is deferred interest, yeah. So whatever the loan balance is, that's the amount that's charged interest. So what I tell people, I say, get it early. Don't use it until you need it. And then when you need it, start drawing on it. That way, you're getting the benefit of it. It's earning interest for you. And then when you need it, you start paying interest. So you're playing it to your favor where you're not paying a lot of interest. You're only using it when you absolutely need it. Kind of like a big emergency fund, I guess.
So, again, just try to think this through and all the things that would come up and all the things that would be, you know, part of the issue should you decide to start doing this. And I'm going to go back because it come up again. I'm going to go back to, again, being 65 years old, only having Social Security coming in. I want to sell my house. I have enough because this is a little twist on the question I asked earlier. I got enough to sell the house. I go to move into another house. I don't really have any money coming in at that point in time. There's very little Social Security. I want to buy the house. It's a whole different scenario than having to come into a house that you're already in, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, because it's a way. I'll give you a quick story. I had a family that lived in northwest Arkansas. They wanted to move back to Colorado to live close to their family. They were up in years. His health wasn't the greatest. He had to have oxygen living at altitude. And when his wife left the room, he confided in me. He said, you know, I need to tell you that I don't think I'm long for the earth. I think I'm going to, you know, not be here much longer, and I want to be sure my wife's going to be okay. So that's why we're buying this house. It's a single level, maintenance-free, no stairs, et cetera. No maintenance, and no mortgage payment. And so 6 months pass, and I get a phone call from the wife. Hey, this is Sharon. I don't know if you remember me. Of course I do. Well, my husband passed away, and you told us if we paid our property taxes, paid the homeowner's insurance, maintained the home, lived in our home, we wouldn't have a mortgage payment. Is that right? I said, yes, that's right. She sighed relief. She goes, oh, good. That's the only way I can stay in my home. So her husband had taken care of her to make sure she was going to be okay when he no longer was around. So that's what it does. It just helps people not use all their money. You know, they only have to put up 60%. They didn't need to pay cash for the whole thing. So they're leveraging the government's money.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of upsides to this. And people, you know, when you go out and get the book, what can they, again, do the 80,000 foot because you only get about a minute and a half. Tell us a little bit about the book and what they can expect to get out of the Swiss Army knife of retirement cash flow.
So I wrote the book because people misunderstand this program so much, and I just want to tell stories of my clients. And so I've changed their names in the book. But I've just told stories of how they've used home equity with a reverse mortgage to improve their lives in the areas of housing, cash flow, medical, dream, and legacy. It's 32 short stories. You can read it in an hour. It's 100 pages. And it's just ways that people have utilized their equity so they can have a good life in retirement. I see so many people that are living a diminished life in retirement. And it's sad. You know, they don't need to.
No, I agree with you. And it's too bad. And again, as you and I were talking earlier, some of the people who came out of the Depression, we heard their stories all our life. So the house thing is a very personal, a very serious thing. Kevin, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me tonight, and we'll send people over to your website to take a look at the book.
Yep, reversemortgagerevolution.com. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Joe Pacini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, here's the deal here, right? In the next hour, we're going to talk about poverty in the United States. It was plummeting until the government decided to get involved. But isn't that just the norm? Joe Pacini, your host. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for the break. If you're leaving, if your station isn't carrying the show, guess what you can do? You can pick it up online. And, again, we'll be back in a few minutes for most of you. For some of you, we'll catch you tomorrow.